Talking Palisade Bulldog Sports on the Jim Davis Show.
Palisade Bulldogs baseball team opens up the 4A postseason tomorrow. They are the overall number one seed in the 4A state baseball tournament. Bulldogs coach Nate Porter joins us right now. Good morning, Nate. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing well. So did you enjoy your time in the mountains on Thursday?
Yeah. Well, it was work-related, but it's always fun to go up there and I lose cell service, so it's one of my favorite trips.
So, incommunicado, cannot talk to anybody, radio silence, up there, what, checking out a job site, I would imagine?
Yeah, we're finishing up a job up past Colburn, and so I just went up to make sure things are wrapping up like they're supposed to.
Well, I know for your ball club, no big surprise when the bracket came out, number one team, number one seed in the 4A state baseball tournament, hosting your region this weekend out at your ballpark, and one of the most remarkable seasons Palisade baseball's maybe ever had. The year you've had 21-2 record, 12-0 record in the Western Slope League, and just a great way to head into the postseason, playing some really, really good baseball.
Yeah, we've had a good year, I'd say so far, because we're like every other team that gets into the postseason. We don't want it to end. You always want to win your last game, but we've been real thrilled with the kids' work ethic and their buy-in and their character development. And just even their athletic development has been pretty fun to watch. And these kids have what it takes. It's really between the ears is what's going to be the make or break for us.
Yeah, you finished the year with an 8-game winning streak. And that was, the 12-game winning streak before the loss to Fruita. So your kids just quickly dust themselves off and head into the postseason on that 8-game winning streak. So it's Aurora Central to open things up in the region tournament. An Aurora Central team that... You look at some of the numbers for them in terms of their top players from a batting average standpoint. That they're hitting .390 right now, so they come in swinging it pretty well. And they have one player in particular that has had a sensational season. That's Edgar Torres, the junior, .514 batting average. He's knocked in 31. They've also had a good season as well, Nate, from Luis Gardenia. He's their RBI leader with 36. It's a pretty potent offensive lineup that Aurora Central has.
Yeah, you look at their RPI ranking before the CHASA playoff schedule came out, and I think they were 51 or something, or 48. And it's really hard to tell with RPI. I think RPI is a little bit of a misnomer sometimes. They won their league. In fact, everybody in our regional won their league. Falcon and Windsor both won their league, but Aurora won their league, the Colorado 7, they call it, or the Colorado 4A, 3A. And they've got some good, they've got some really good players, it seems like. But until you get on the diamond with them, you really don't know. I mean, we've played a lot of the top 15 teams in the state right now, and there's some that are ranked higher than the ones that are lower, and gosh, I'd play the lower ones before I play the higher ones. So it's kind of the RPI is kind of a weird deal. They with the scheduling and whether you're playing 2A and 3A teams or you're playing 4A, 5A. So we just, I listened to Wareham's interview with you yesterday and I kind of shadow what he's saying is, once you get into playoffs, things just, it's who's hot, who's playing well. You just got to get in a fight because that's what it's going to be like. Everybody's playing with the highest level of intensity that they know.
Nate Porter, coach of the Palisade Bulldogs baseball team, the number one seed in the 4A state baseball tournament, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. They've got some decent arms as far as guys they've been rolling out. Aramon Villalobos, 2.56 ERA. He's got 5 wins. He's their win leader this season. So what else have you been able to learn about their pitching staff, Nate?
We have a few kids that played against, I think, the guy that I would expect to see. You just never know what a team's going to do, but we kind of expect to see, if you look at Gardea, which is he's got the most innings pitched, and he's 4-1 with an ERA, and then Villalobos is another kid, obviously, you just mentioned, who's 5-0 with a good ERA as well. But those two guys, they've got the most innings pitched, but Gardea, I believe, is the kid that some of our players played against. But that was 6 years ago. And so how a kid develops, and we haven't we looked at their schedule, and we haven't played any teams that they've played, and so we really don't know much about them. I had a coach from the Eastern Slope that I stay in contact with, and he gave me a little bit of intel on them, but you know, not a ton. Just he thinks we're gonna do just fine. But again, you got to play against the ball, Jim. It doesn't matter who you're playing; you got to play against the ball. If a guy's throwing 87 miles an hour or 77, you still got to play against the ball.
Nate Porter, Palisade Bulldogs baseball coach, with us. Other side of that bracket, team, you, one of these two teams you'll face, you get past Aurora Central first in the championship game. You could face Windsor or Falcon. You mentioned those are teams that have come in winning league championships.
Yeah. It baffles me. We're hosting a regional. We have four league champions in our region, and Rifle's hosting a regional, and they don't have any league champions in there. So I kind of was thinking, man, we should have lost a couple games and got down to the number two spot in RPI, and maybe would have. But, you know, I talked to Paul Kane the other day, and his basketball coach years ago said, you know, at some point you got to beat the best to be the best. And so we're happy with who we're playing. We're gonna just give it our all. We're gonna play hard, and quite frankly, we've got a good team. And Falcons got a little lefty freshman that shoves, throws strikes. Windsor's got two guys that throw, you know, between 82 and 85 miles an hour, pretty consistent throwing strikes. They've got a potent offense if you look at it. So they're going to be a good team. And, you know, you kind of look at stats and you just never know who they're playing against. But, you know, we look at our stats and our stats are good. And we've got kids that play hard and they want to win. So I'm excited about this week, and I know the boys are. It's been a grind for us because we've really pushed them really hard this year. This is the hardest I've ever pushed a high school team that I've coached and been a part of, and I believe it's paid off. So we're pretty excited about getting past Aurora, and that's the most important thing. You can't ever look past, but we're planning on the best outcome for both games.
12:30 tomorrow for Aurora Central, then the championship game at 3 yep. o'clock. We hope to have coverage of as much as possible around our Mesa coverage tomorrow on the team. Hey, Nate, I appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good day.